Thank you for calling the Dial of Story hotline. This is Briar Rose by the Brothers Grimm. A long time ago, there were a king and queen who said every day, if we only had a child. But they never had one. But it happened that once, when the queen was bathing, a frog crept out of the water on the land and said to her, "Your wish shall be fulfilled. Before a year has gone by, you shall have a daughter." What the frog had said came true, and the queen had a little girl, who was so pretty that the king could not contain himself with joy, and ordered a great feast. He invited not only his kindred, friends and acquaintances, but also the wise woman, in order that they might be kind and well-disposed towards the child. There were 13 of them in his kingdom, but as he had only 12 golden plates for them to eat of, one of them had to be left at home. The feast was held with all manner of splendor, and when it came to the end, the wise women bestowed their magical gifts upon the baby. One gave virtue, another beauty, a third riches, and so on with everything in the world that one could wish for. When the 11th of them had made their promises, suddenly the 13th came in. She wished to avenge herself for having not been invited, and without greeting or even looking at one, she cried with a loud voice, "The king's daughter shall in her 15th year prick herself with a spindle and fall down dead." And without saying a word more, she turned round and left the room. They were all shocked, but the 12th, whose good wish still remained unspoken, came forward, and she could not undo this evil sentence, but at least soften it. She said, "It shall not be death, but a deep sleep of 100 years, into which the princess shall fall." The king, who would fain keep his child from such misfortune, gave orders that every spindle in the whole kingdom should be burnt. Meanwhile, the gifts of the wise woman were plenteous, fulfilled on the young girl, for she was so beautiful, modest, good-natured, and wise that everyone who saw her was bound to love her. It happened that on the very day when she was 15 years old, the king and queen were not at home, and the maiden was left in the palace quite alone. So she went round into all sorts of places, looked in rooms and bedchambers just as she liked. And at last she came to an old tower. She climbed up the narrow winding staircase and reached a little door. A rusty key was in the lock, and when she turned it, the door surprisingly sprang open. And there in the little room sat an old woman with a spindle, busy spinning her flax. "Good day, old dame," said the king's daughter. "What are you doing here?" "I am spinning," said the old woman, and nodded her head. "What sort of thing is that that rattles around so merrily?" asked the girl, and she took the spindle and wanted to spin too. But scarcely as she had touched the spindle when the magic decree was fulfilled, and she pricked her finger upon it. And in that very moment, when she felt the prick, she fell down upon the bed that stood there, and lay in a deep sleep. And this sleep extended over the whole palace. The king and queen, who had just come home, and had entered the great hall, began to go to sleep, the whole court with them. The horses, too, went to sleep in the stables, the dog in the yard, the pigeons upon the roof, the flies on the wall. Even the fire that was flaming on the hearth became quiet and slept. And the cook, who was just going to pull the hair of the scullery boy because he had forgotten something, let him go and went to sleep. The wind fell, and on the trees before the castle not a leaf moved again. That was Briar Rose by the Brothers Grimm. For previous Dial of Stories, visit the archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.